Time for Morning Conversation. We bring in Hancock County Economic Development Executive Director Jill Kramer. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How
Twice
are you?
In 1 month.
What?
Weren't you here earlier in
well,
April?
Well, you know, I missed you. Oh. So I thought, well, we better hurry up and come back. But, you know, sometimes we have such great things happening in our county, we just have to kind of get another one in there. So
certainly.
I've got some awesome guests today. I'm excited. We've got Wes Hancock, the high school business teacher, Ryan Wagner. Welcome, Ryan. And then we also have another special guest, sophomore from Wes Hancock, Kaylin Smith. So welcome to the studios here at Four City.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Ryan, Kaylin, thank you.
Thank you.
Ryan, talk to me about the, I guess this has become an annual event, your fling that you have going on.
Yeah, it's tomorrow from 9 to 1 at West Hancock High School. The business kids put it on, and this is year 4 or 5 for us, I think. We missed 1 year because we didn't have any kids take the Advanced Business Projects class, but yeah.
All right, let's talk about the vendor show itself and some examples of what the students will have on hand.
Well, we came up with the idea about 5 years ago. They had made different projects in the past but didn't really have an event per se. So I had a conversation with past business teacher, Mrs. Coogee, and we talked about possible ideas of having an event, but then also having the kids come up with projects that we have for different machines and stuff we have with the CT equipment. Like we have a plasma table, we have powder coating oven, we have a laser, we have a large 54-inch printer. So the kids came up with different ideas. This year we have some coasters, decals, some planners, some pictures, banners. Some of the shop kids actually made beanbag board sets. We have garden flags, large yard banners, some different projects cut out of steel, signs and some other items. So quite a variety.
Ryan, how many kids participate in front? Is it all across the grades?
We have sophomores through seniors in the Advanced Business Projects class. So there's 7 of them. And then we have some shop classes that help out. And then ag with welding helps out quite a bit. We kind of try to make it an assembly line where the Advanced Business Projects do a lot of the cutting with the plasma table. We do have a couple kids that weld in the class, but welding class does a lot of that. And welding class also did a lot of the powder coating this year.
What about outside vendors?
We have about 12 to 15 other vendors. There'll be about 20, 25 tables. So great variety of items. We've lost a few vendors from last year because they have conflict of another local vendor show. But overall, I think we'll have a pretty full gym with different vendors.
What kind of vendors, Ryan? What other vendors are you talking about?
We have a business that, well, like we have the normal like Tupperware, Scentsy, stuff like that. But then we also have a gentleman that makes tumblers. We have a business that has like sandblasting the rocks or stones and stuff like that. So we have a different variety than we have in the past. Some of them are new, some of them have came back. So,
all right, Kaylin, what project or activity? You told me you're a sophomore, right?
Yep.
What do you got coming to the event?
We're actually working on a lot of stuff. I think we picked a lot of projects that we thought that people would actually like and would buy what we were capable of making at the same time with our equipment. So we've made some like wooden coasters for cups, and then we can pretty much laser engrave anything that we want into them as a custom design. And then we've made some like canvas posters of pictures of our recent state championship game. We've made some yard signs with like our West Hancock Eagle logo. People tend to buy those a lot, so we made a lot more of those this year. But as far as working at the event goes, well, whether we're running the stand or taking people's ticket prices, we'll be busy from 9 to 1. So
I'm sure it's been a good learning experience for you and everybody else.
Yep. Yeah. We definitely, this class, we favor having this class in high school because, you get the most hands-on. Having this vendor fair is, it's going to give us like the most hands-on work for the business atmosphere. So we get to make products, we price them at what we think people actually pay for them, and then based off of the quality that we did on the work, we'll know how it does. So
had you attended this fair before?
No, I've never done this. This is my first time taking this class even. So.
Okay. You think you'll be in it the next couple of years?
Maybe. I definitely want to look more into the business world. I think it's something that I would maybe thrive in, but we'll see.
Very good. Kaylin, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And back to Ryan. Food. I hope there's food.
Yes, we'll have food again. The FFA will be preparing breakfast using the grills that we purchased last year for the ag department with the CTE money and stuff like that. So they were going to try to do pizzas on the grills because we have the attachments for them, but we decided that it might be a little too much work for her to do, depending on the flow of people. So they're going to do pancakes, sausage, and eggs, and it'll be a free will donation.
Yummy. That sounds nice. How about plant sales?
Yes, and they'll also kick off the plant sales, and we have a new greenhouse coming next. I think the construction starts in June, but the plants this year have been looking really good. They'll have some geraniums, petunias, tomatoes, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, spinach, cabbage, yellow squash, cantaloupe, and watermelon. And they also start the vegetables in the greenhouse for the community garden. So they've been busy in that class.
Ryan, have the funds for this year's proceeds been earmarked?
The business stuff that we build in advanced projects, that stays in the fund to help with any equipment issues we have, rebuying consumables to keep the equipment running, and stuff like that. And then the stuff for the plant sales will go back to the FFA and continue that fund.
And again, it's tomorrow. We want to invite people to come.
Yep, tomorrow, 9-1, West Hancock High School. So if you want to come out and find something for Mother's Day or graduation gift or anything like that, it'd be a great opportunity for you.
They're all coming fast. If anybody has any questions, who can they contact?
They can contact myself by calling the high school in Britt or emailing me at rwagner@whancock.org. Or we also have Advanced Business Projects Facebook page called WH Eagle Enterprises, and we will post to that throughout the year once in a while with new things or upcoming events that we might have.
Fantastic. Jill?
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. And you know what, Kellen, I think you are going to succeed in business, because anyone that's going to get up on a Friday morning, get here earlier with a teacher, I mean, I got to give you hats off. So
thank you.
So tomorrow it looks like it might not be the best weather, Mark, right?
So what? Right. So stay inside.
Yeah, what a great opportunity to come to this event and meet the kids that are here. If everyone is like you, Kellen, I think that's going to be a great success. And thank you, you know, Ryan, for all your dedication to this group, because it sounds like I know you have a lot of passion for it. So thank you, and hopefully everybody will see you tomorrow.
Very good. All right, so there you have it for Jill Kramer and Ryan Wagner and Kellen Smith. I'm Mark Scar. This is KIW Morning Conversation.